Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we are talking the fact that Future just posted a picture last night that's Kanye, Travis Scott, and Future himself in a photo wearing the 2021 Kanye mask look and causing quite the stir, right? Because what are the implications of this? Is this just three guys hanging out, just three cool dudes having a good time? Or is this music in the making? And if so, is it a Kanye project? Is it a Future project? Is it for Travis Scott's upcoming Utopia album? I wish I had answers for you right now. Like, that's a teaser and like, we have more information, just watch for 5 minutes. But we don't. We have some details, but nothing like concrete. If you're just looking for, is there music announced? No. But we can get into some more details on this and some of the people that were there and what this could mean. So you can see here a color photo of the masks, and on the masks are just kind of like post-Jesus is King Kanye biblical imagery. You can't really see it real well there, but there are other photos, like photos of Kanye on Twitter and Instagram has some better looks at the mask. And I think in some of the other pictures we have on here, we'll see them. But this was the initial photo, and Future actually ended up deleting them. There were like 7 posts here yesterday, and he deleted all but 3, including the one that had that. But if you go to his story, you can see that he still has a post with Travis Scott saying next year. Next year what? And then right here, another close-up of the mask, though you can't really see a lot of the detail. And then we kind of just go through, nothing else there. But you come to this message board, leaked.is, and somebody said, for anybody wondering, the photo is apparently from Kanye's Grammy party at Vanessa Beecroft's studio in LA, but it might be teasing new music. So the Grammys were in March, on March 14th. So if this was from a Grammy party that Kanye was having, then that would mean that these photos are 2 months old and suddenly just coming out now, which could be the case, but it wasn't just Future posting them. There were other people posting other perspectives on it. So maybe Kanye just like lifted an embargo on all photos so everybody's posting, but more likely that it just happened. And I don't think Kanye would be having a Grammy party right now, though maybe he's just a couple months late in celebrating the Jesus is King win and having everybody come in now, since there are more vaccinations and everything at this point. But you can see on What's Up Ever, Cosplay Guy posted that Casey Pluto said, crazy, bro, I'm finally in the studio with Pluto, which Future Pluto Hendrix. And you look and you can check, and it's the most recent tweet on Casey's page, right? May 14th, 2021. It was 6:45 a.m. my time. So that's an interesting time, which means it was either 4:45 a.m. in Los Angeles or 7:45 a.m. in the East Coast. So strange time for that, but maybe Casey just got there late and they were still in the studio doing something. So Shooter is one of the people that shoots photographs, I guess. I mean, for Future. And you can see here that he posted just 9 hours ago a photo of Boo. We know that Boo is Kanye's current manager. And yeah, you see the photo of Boo before seeing the photo of Kanye, Travis, and Future. So maybe, again, this is just something that he had on his camera roll and is just posting now, but it also seems to tie into the timeline. And here you get a better look, like Crown of Thorns, a person there, and that's kind of it for Shooter. But what's of note is you can see here getting on a private jet 2 days ago. This might have been him flying in to wherever everybody was, which probably Los Angeles, I imagine. I don't think they were in Wyoming if it was Vanessa's studio. But two other people that were there, Weezy is another one that was there, out of here. And you can see the 450s on, and this was also posted last night, right? And Weezy is a producer who's been working with Young Thug, Travis Scott, Gunna, Nav, Future, Meek Mill, 21 Savage, Migo. Like, all this, like, next generation of artists Weezy has been producing for and has had a lot of success with these singles, right? So he had been posting things from that night as well. So sharing Future's post, this one that's, yeah, just so tall. You can't really see the 450s. Then some music and studio stuff. And then lastly, this private jet. So it looks like a similar build to the one that we saw Shooter getting on, right? With the similar wood paneling, though maybe they're all like that. But you can see that this photo here is of them 5 days ago. So I wonder if they got in 5 days ago, Shooter got in 2 days later, or 3 days later, 2 days ago, and they all were kind of taking the same private jet. We know that Kanye is used to flying people in private jets out to wherever he is, sending jets for them. And you can see that Cash XO, who's right here in the photo, said wavy with the wave, which, you know, wavy in rap is not just solely associated with Kanye. I know that Kanye fans ever since The Life of Pablo and Silver Surfer Intermission have kind of adopted the term from Max B and Max B's fan base and all of that. But if Kanye was involved in this, saying wavy is a low key way of doing that. I feel so conspiracy theory right now, but just the fact that we see multiple private jet photos, and you can see here that Cash, who's the founder of XO, which here, Amir Ismailian, is an Iranian Canadian talent manager, music executive, and record producer who is the manager and co-founder of the record label XO Records and the co-manager of The Weeknd. Right. So kind of a big deal. He also just had this photo of flying in, and then you can go to his Instagram story and he had the same kind of stuff, though a little more promotional focus, but still had that future post from last night. So I don't know. Is something happening? Is something ever happening? I feel like, okay, as a Kanye fan, you can assume that something is always happening. Kanye is always making something, doing something, involved in something, whether it's fashion, music, technology. There's stuff going on behind the scenes constantly. I wonder when the last time that Kanye just had a lazy day was. I don't think it's possible for him, but maybe. I don't know anything, right? But it just feels like he's constantly busy, and we're hearing about all these projects he's working on. He has other people working on. The thing is, how much of that ever sees the light of day, we will never know. So, I mean, this might be something that they record and it's for Kanye and he just never uses it. The same way that he had Dre get Eminem on Use This Gospel remix and then just decided, nah, I'm not going to put this out now ever. I mean, maybe there's still hope, right? Right. But we'll just have to wait and see. But this was, I think, newsworthy just for the fact that we're seeing Kanye like meeting up with other artists. So could it be music related? Hopefully. And I know that we're all looking for that next kind of thing of like, when can we see the momentum build towards something involving Kanye in the studio? Though, as we saw at the end of 2020, seeing Kanye in the studio doesn't mean we're going to get music, but he's still actively doing things. He's still out and about in the world. So our Kanye watch continues as we just wait and see what's going to happen next and when it's going to happen. But that's it for the latest updates. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, or comment, as those things tell YouTube that this is a channel people enjoy, and then they show it to everybody else, which goes a long way for helping us gain a larger audience. And then we also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West that will, I guarantee you, forever change how you listen to Kanye's music. Maybe just how you listen to music in terms of lyricism and lyrical content. So we do a narrative and thematic exploration of Kanye songs, track by track, line by line, and we're currently going through Graduation for the second time. So really bringing to bear everything we learn going through the discography a first time, but also just increasing the quality of the production from the first time that we went through. So new episodes drop every week, and you can find us on any platform where you listen to podcasts, except we're currently having some issues with Spotify. So hopefully that gets rectified soon. And we also co-wrote, speaking of Spotify, the current season of Spotify's own Dissect podcast. So if you love Yeezus or want to love Yeezus or just hate to love or love to hate Yeezus, then you want to check out this season because it is for you. We co-wrote it with Dissect's Cole Kushner, and the insights are astounding, amazing, and dare I say, game-changing. So you can find that on Spotify with episodes going broader outside of Spotify in June when the season ends. It will pick up everywhere else. So check that out. The I'm In It episode just came out, and it is beautiful. That's it. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.